And it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap with a bit of a special. And last week, I'm not sure when this is coming out, but in real time, last week, I did an interview with Steven Gerrard and was lucky enough to speak to him about Curtis Jones. And when I was looking into Stevie a little bit and people who worked with him as a youngster, I came across the gentleman who I'm going to speak to now, which is Neil Jusnip. And the more I looked into him, the more fascinated I was by his career, because just teaching Steven Gerrard was just the tip of the iceberg in terms of everything that he's done, in terms of stories that he had as a youngster from his dad working in football and stuff like that. And yeah, things he's done in his life, including coaching a gold medal team at the Olympics. So we're going to talk about all about that and his job now, which is really interesting at Plymouth as well. So it is Neil Jusnip. Neil, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate your time.
No problem, John. Looking forward to it.
So, I mean, I've given a little bit of a synopsis there, but I do want to start sort of, you know, at the beginning, if you don't mind. You are a Merseyside boy. You're from Whiston, which is also the birthplace of Steven Gerrard, who we'll talk about a little bit later. But I want to talk about your love of football as a boy and where that came from and how you had that connection, you know, with both Merseyside football clubs from an early age.
Yeah, so I think born at Whiston Hospital, I think I went right out of the gate where people like Tony Abbott and Steven and Joey Barton, they went left, didn't they? So my influences would be very much my dad. My dad was a teacher initially in Gattaca and then moved to Prescott Grammar and developed some really, really top school teams, I think, in the kind of mid to late 60s. People like Jeff Nulty, who went on to captain Newcastle and Everton, came through that system. So I was brought up going to Prescott Grammar, Saturday mornings, block fixtures versus De La Salle, SFX, the Institute, all those great names that really kind of made a massive impact on me. And I guess that was something that I always wanted to do. I wanted to be kind of, if I couldn't be a player, I wanted to be the PE teacher who took my teams to all those great schools as well. And thankfully, that's how it worked out. Initially at New Hayes, down the south end of the city, and then later on to Cardinal Heenan, which is where, of course, I came across Stephen.